Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
And a good morning from wherever you are listening on this perfect Thursday morning from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for the third game of this six-game series between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas and Zarella, bring you all 132 games this season in the Florida State League. Marauders aiming to bounce back after dropping yesterday's contest by a score of 2-1. They've now dropped the first two games of this best of six series. Marauders yesterday, a better pitching matchup. Hung Lung Chung made his season debut, went 3 2/3, allowed just the one run on three hits, walked two and struck out three, but just not enough in the end on the offensive side of things. They out-hit the Flying Tigers 7-6 after a run for Lakeland in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Marauders tie the game up in the seventh. Lead-off double from Omar Alfonso as Marilyn Valdez a single. And then Shalene Polanco, two batters later, drive home Alfonso to tie the game at one. Bottom seven, a hit batter walk to load the bases with one out. And David Smith, a 6-4 fielder's choice, beat out on legged out. A double play attempt by the Marauders infield gave Lakeland the lead, but again, the Marauders had some chances yesterday. They ended up going 2-for-8 hitting with runners in scoring position, but a leadoff triple in the sixth inning. Could not score Yadi Castudio. And then in the eighth inning, a two-out single. Jesus Castillo steals second, couldn't score him. And then in the ninth inning, as Marilyn Valdez's second hit of the game, a one-out single. But Claverth Perez slammed the door on the Marauders and picked up his first save of the season. But Education Day here today at Joker Marchant Stadium in Tigertown, USA. Marauders will turn to Antoine Kelly, making his first start of the season, second appearance opposite of Pedro Garcia. And which Garcia is making his first start of the season as well. We'll get you lineups coming up in just a bit, but first a look at some of the scores to look forward to around the Florida State League and catching up on what happened to the Pittsburgh Pirates organization yesterday as well. Pirates were off yesterday, on the road today, taking on the Phillies, 6:40 first pitch. Former Marauder Jared Jones would get the start today, 1-1, record of 3.86 ERA goes against Ranger Suarez for the Philadelphia Phillies again, 6:40 first pitch from Citizens Bank Park. Elsewhere in the Pirates system yesterday, Indianapolis went on to defeat the Toledo Mudhens 4-3. Eric Lauer, 3 2/3 scoreless, struck out 5 to start. Nick Gonzalez continuing to rake in AAA Indianapolis, 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles last night. AA Altoona also defeating Harrisburg 9-8, so some some good scores out there for the Pirates organization. Would have had a clean sweep yesterday if it wasn't for the loss here, as Greensboro also won 7-1 in Winston-Salem. Right now, Marauders will try to bounce back, as currently 1-4 on the season, tied for fifth with Tampa, and that's because Dunedin continues to win. Dunedin taking on Tampa Bay at 6:30, along with Fort Myers and Clearwater. 6:30 first pitch there as well. 6:30 first pitch at Jupiter, as St. Lucie continue their series in Palm Beach. 4-1 win-loss record. Take on the Daytona Tortugas. 6:35 first pitch. So no other day games here today in the FSL outside of this one in Lakeland. Marauders will have their Education Day game next Wednesday, so get used to it. Grab your breakfast or brunch or early lunch, whichever it may be, a morning coffee, and you get to tune in some early morning baseball. When we come back here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show, we'll get you the starting lineups. That's next here on Education Day in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back in Lakeland, Florida, getting you set for Game 3 of this six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas and Zarella, this is the Marauders pregame show. Bradenton 1-4 on the season against 3-2 Lakeland after dropping the first two games of this six-game set. First road trip of the year for the Marauders, and they look to pick up a daytime win. But first... For first pitch, let's get you the starting lineups for both sides, starting with the visiting Marauders. Right fielder Jesus Castillo bats leadoff, followed by Gerald Toledo, the second baseman. Omar Alfonso plays first this morning and will bat third. Multi-hit game for Omar yesterday, one of the top 30 prospects on the Bradenton Marauders roster. As Marilyn Valdez plays left field, he bats cleanup, also a multi-hit game. Valdez has three multi-hit contests in the early goings of 2024. Shalene Polanco, the DH, bats fifth, drove in the only run yesterday for the Marauders in a 2-1 defeat. Shortstop Javier Rivas follows him, hitting sixth. Batting seventh and catching is Justin Mickness. It's his second start of the season. He caught the lone Marauders win on Sunday, a 4-0 shutout against Clearwater. And then we get to see the single-A debut for the third baseman today, Wesley Zapata, just recently promoted up from the FCL Pirates 2 days ago. And then routing out the starting nine is the center fielder, Braylon Bishop. Again, he bats ninth and plays center field. Antoine Kelly will get the start today, 0-1 record, a 10.13 ERA. Allowed three runs on three hits and two and a third innings. Back on opening night, out of the bullpen, and the losing effort against Clearwater. Lineup card for Andrew Graham, who is currently meeting with Jim Horner right now, and our two umpires today. Michael Cross will be calling balls and strikes, and Pedro Powell out on the base paths. Here is the Flying Tigers lineup. A little bit different. No Max Clark today, the Detroit Tigers' number one prospect, so a few up and down shuffling in the order. John Peck, the shortstop, hits leadoff, followed by the second baseman, Jim Jarvis, who's off to a good start here in 2024. He's reached base in five straight. Josue Briseño, the first baseman, hits third. He has been on a scorching streak so far. 4-for-8 in this series in the first two games. 19-year-old, again, plays first base today and bats third. Clayton Campbell does the catching. He hits cleanup, followed by the center fielder in Brett Callahan. Christian Santana, the DH, hits six, followed by Jose De La Cruz, the left fielder. RBI double for him yesterday against Rider starter in Hung Leng Chong. Dom Johnson, the right fielder, hits eighth, and Samuel Heal rounds out the starting nine. He plays third base. Pedro Garcia gets the ball, making his first start of the season for the Flying Tigers. A little bit of a different jersey aspect today. Black cap with the Flying Tigers logo on the top. The white pants for Lakeland. And a navy blue top that says Flying Tigers in lettering. Marauders with their road gray uniforms. They wore the Friendly City Friday jerseys yesterday. They read Bradenton in script, so going with the road grays again here today. As the Flying Tigers take the field, plenty of kids filling up Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium. Should be a fun one here on this Thursday afternoon in Lakeland, Florida. When we come back after the National Anthem, we will have first pitch for you on the other side between the Detroit Tigers and the Pittsburgh Pirates Single A affiliates. That's next. This has been the Marauders pregame show. You're listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Baseball Network.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
And the top of the morning to you, wherever you're listening from Lakeland, Florida at Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. It's the third game of this six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas and Zarella, as Marauders aiming to snap their two-game losing skid with a win here this morning on Education Day, 11 a.m. First pitch, our first early game of the season. This place is revved up. Bunch of screaming kids. You heard that throughout the broadcast this morning and into the afternoon. Marauders, first 3 men due up in this top of the first inning. Jesus Castillo, Gerald Toledo, and Omar Alfonso against Pedro Garcia, making his first start of the season. Garcia, 22-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, stands on the hill at 6'1", 190 pounds, 22 years of age. So here is Jesus Castillo, switch hitting right fielder this morning. Steps into the left-hander's batter's box. Garcia from the windup, the first pitch. Is a fastball down and inside at 94, and we're off and running right on time at 11 a.m. Garcia's 1-0 pitch is up and away for ball two with another fastball. It's 2-0 to Castillo. Game time temperature is 83 degrees and cloudy with a big gust of wind in the ballpark. Called strike there. Took something off that time, Garcia did. And it's 2-1. 20 miles an hour on the phone app. Flag pull out in the left center just to the right of the scoreboard. Big breeze as well as a fastball misses up and away. 3-1 on Jesus Castillo. It is a bit of a cloudy day. Lights are on here this morning. 3-1. Fastball eyeball high for ball four. And so Jesus Castillo works a walk to begin this top of the first inning, which he did yesterday and snapped his 11-game streak with a walk. But make it 12 of the last 13 now. That's his seventh walk on the season, playing in his sixth game. So he's aboard out of first. Gerald Toledo, second baseman, steps in the left side against the right-hander. First pitch up and in with a breaking ball for ball one. Marauders offense improved last night, racking up 7 hits, but scoring just 1 run out of it. Garcia set for the belt, the pitch down and in. Nearly hits Toledo, who scoots out of the way, and it's 2-0. But the Marauders offense still on the season, hitting just .171. Now, there are about 4 or 5 teams in the FSL that are currently hitting below the Mendoza line as a team. Lakeland also one of those squads, the 2-0. Slider runs in at 83 miles an hour. It's 3-0 to Gerald Toledo, so Pedro Garcia having a bit of a location issue in this top of the first inning. Right-hander set, 3-0. Up and in for ball four, and Toledo walks. So Castillo will advance to second. Toledo jogs down to first. Our first mound visit coming from Nick Green, the pitching coach. Now this is a really good start for this Bradenton offense, who in this series went down in order in the first two games. And really, going back to yesterday, the first 11 men were retired. I mean, it had just 1 hit in the first 5 innings. 6 of those 7 hits came in the last 4 frames. Remember, 2 nights ago, Marauders as a pitching staff allowed 12 walks, in which 5 of those walks came in to score. Can Bradenton do the same? Omar Alfonso, the first baseman. The right-hander's first pitch is low and in for ball one. So Pedro Garcia having a rough start here in this top of the first inning. He's throwing just 1 strike and 11 pitches. Down and in, nearly hit him. With a fastball as Alfonso stumbles out from the left-hander's batter's box. It's 2-0. Now scratch that. That's now the 11th pitch. But still, just one strike. Garcia looked to second, and 2-0. High for ball three. Alfonso coming in, playing his fifth game, hitting 231 with a double. 3-for-13 at the plate. Now, if I'm him, I'm not swinging at anything. 3-0, and that's high for ball four. Just above the letters, so three straight walks to load the bases in this top of the first inning for Pedro Garcia and Lakeland. A few players getting up and stretching in the right center field bullpen. Garcia now just one strike in 13 total pitches. Bases are full of Marauders, top of the first, no score, as Marlon Valdez, a left fielder, righty-righty matchup, and a front door slider is a called strike. First strike since Jesus Castillo's at bat, which was the third. As the 0-1's in the dirt at the feet, though, of Clayton Campbell. He smothers it up. It's 1-1. That was 10 straight balls thrown by Pedro Garcia before he threw a strike again. Which, if we're playing at Texas A&M, they would just keep chanting ball five, ball six. 1-1. Fastball's in there at the knees, a called strike. 1-2 on as Marlon Valdez, 2-for-4 last night. Bases full opportunity in his top of the first inning. The 1-2. And side. No! Late strike three call. And Valdez down looking. No Michael Cross, home plate umpire rocked back, and it's the auto balls and strike system. And boy, that was an awkward strike three. All of a sudden, pulled the trigger after an extra half second. And a crucial first out as Shaleen Polanco steps in the left side. First pitch nearly hits him as he dances out of the way of a fastball for ball one. That was score just off and running. In Lakeland, bases full of Marauders with one out. Garcia's 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up there from the right-hander Garcia. It's 1-1. Pedro made one appearance last year for Lakeland. Struck out two, walked one, and two scoreless innings. Spent most of his time in the FCL, the 1-1. That's in the dirt for ball two. Made eight starts, 11 appearances for the FCL Tigers last season, 0-2 record with a 5.70 ERA. 37 strikeouts, 17 walks, and 36 in the third innings. The 2-1. Fastball high at the eyeballs of Polanco. It's 3-1. Opponents did hit 293 off of him last year. Right now, he's in danger of walking in the first run of the game. 3-1. Up and in for ball four. And so an RBI for Shaleen Polanco. It's a bases-loaded walk. And the Marauders have an early 1-0 lead. So that scores Jesus Castillo to Toledo the third. Alfonso to second. It's the first lead of the series for the Marauders. Only time. They tied it up yesterday at 1 in the 7th before Lakeland scored a run in the bottom half of the inning. First pitch to Javier Rivas is a front door slider called strike. And the right-handed hitting shortstop. Base is still full of Marauders. 1-0 though lead in the top of the first inning with just one out. The 0-1 from Garcia. Swinging a chopper foul third base side right to Gustavo Mana, who spears it right in front of the coach's box and throws it into Bradenton's third base dugout. The wind has started to pick up and blowing out to center field now. The 0-2 and a fastball sails high for ball one. Well, these young fans aren't giving up on Pedro Garcia. Lots of Let's Go Tigers chance breaking out. 1-2. Swing and a grounder foul. The third base side is Omana this time. Barely dodges out of the way. And I'll lay it. He's pointing towards the field of play now. He says, Javi, put it over there, not over by me. One nothing Marauders, bases full, one gone. One ball, two strikes on Javier Rivas, the pitch. Fastball sails high and away. It's 2-2. Rivas searching for his first hit in this series. He's 0 for 7. He has played a good glove for the Marauders defense. Garcia set for the belt, the 2-2. And that one hits him on the elbow guard. And that will drive in the Marauders' second run. So bases loaded walk, and now a hit batter with the bases loaded. And it's 2-0 Bradenton, still on the top of the first. Again, right now, Pedro Garcia is just having a hard time finding the zone. He's thrown just 8 strikes and 28 total pitches. His first pitch is a check swing low. They appeal to Pedro Powell, who says that Justin Mickness did not go around. Left-handed hitting catcher against the righty-tossing Pedro Garcia. The 1-0. And Mickness takes outside. It's 2-0. And about 20-mile-per-hour winds to start this game in Lakeland. It's a breezy day at the park, 2-0. Fastball above the letters high, it's 3-0. In which Garcia starting around 35 pitches in an inning, that might be the end of your day, and that's where he's in danger of being. The 3-0 pitch, sacks full. That's in tight for ball four, so the second base is loaded walk. In his top of the first inning, it's 3-0 Marauders. They haven't had to put a ball in play in this entire inning. And out comes Andrew Graham. That's going to do it for Pedro Garcia. Marauders get 3 runs without swinging the bat thanks to a couple of bases loaded walks and a hit batter. 3-0, top of the first. Marauders lead. Pitching change underway from Lakeland on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Three nothing Marauders lead in the top of the first inning. Still just one out, bases full of Marauders batters. Chris Maloney is the new pitch of the ball game for Pedro Garcia. Wesley Zapata, left-handed batter, first pitch to him is a fastball down and in for ball one. Marauders scored three runs on a pair of bases loaded walks and a hit batter. Five walks in the inning for Pedro Garcia. Just not his day. So Christopher Maloney, 1-0. And Zapata whips and misses at a fastball up and in at 90 miles an hour. It's 1-1. Well, it is the single-A debut for Wesley Zapata. He did play in two games last year for High A Greensboro. 1-1. Check swing, but it's the top of the zone. A called strike with a fastball, 1-2. Zapata assigned to the Marauders roster 2 days ago on April 9th. .271 with a .425 on base percentage in 32 games last year for the FCL Pirates. Maloney's 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Fastball up in the zone. Second strikeout in this half inning for Flying Tigers pitching. And finally the second out recorded. Base is still full in Marauders zone as they hold a 3-0 advantage early in this one. Now they've batted through the order as Braylon Bishop, ninth man on the lineup card today for manager Jim Horner. First pitch to him. Cuts and misses at a fastball for strike one. Bishop off day yesterday, 0-2 in the opener on Tuesday against Lakeland. Maloney said 0-1. Fastball on the outside. Black, a called strike. It's nothing and two. 25-year-old right-hander out of Jacksonville, Florida. Maloney spelled M-A-U-L-O-N-I. He's a head-on Bishop. And the 0-2. Swinging a foul back to the screen. And we'll try it again. .325 has pitched in Lakeland for the last 3 years. Did have a stint in High A West Michigan back in 2021. He was signed as a non-drafted free agent. Back in 2020 after the draft. And it was a shortened COVID draft. And now having a look at Braylon Bishop, as he's meeting with Alexa DeHaisler and Jim Horner right now. Something might have felt uncomfortable in that last swing, and he's going to stay in, though. So count nothing and two on Bishop. Three runs home. Right-hander Maloney's set. 0-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Called third strike. Bishop couldn't believe it. But it floats in for the second strikeout for Maloney on the second batter that he faces. But the Marauders do get three runs on no hits, no errors, but they do leave three men on the base pass. 3-0 Marauders lead after half an inning of play in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Bottom one in Lakeland, Florida, 3-0 Marauders lead as first pitch from Antoine Kelly is a fastball on the outside, Black at 93 miles an hour. It's a called strike to John Peck. Peck will be followed by Jim Jarvis and Josue Briseño in this first inning. 0-1 pitch is popped in the air down the right field line into foul territory. Castillo treks after it, but it's out of play for strike two. Education Day, 11 a.m. start time for Marauders and Flying Tigers, our first early game of the season. So a lot of other fans that love to venture in for an 11 a.m. start time. It's a fun one for a fan to be around. The 0-2 is swinging foul back into the netting. Obviously, Florida got some retired folks. Enjoy some more day baseball, especially on this gusty and windy day. The 0-2. Fastball sails up and away for ball one. The one news this morning, waking up in Polk County here and other counties across Florida, a tornado warning is in effect for a couple different counties. 1-2. Breaking ball. Hit in the air in a deep left center field. Bishop after it. Still after it. On the run. Can't make the catch. Rolls up against the wall. Peck around second. He's digging for third. No throw that way. And it's leadoff triple for the Flying Tigers. And now Bishop still slow. I remember as Alexa DeHaesler is sprinting out to the outfield wall, Bishop sought some attention after he fouled the ball back, and now Jim Horner is coming out as well, and he's pointing a dugout. I think Bishop's going to be taken out of the game. And it looks like Yadi Castudio will be the man that will replace him. Let's see what positioning he's getting the instructions from Ernesto Rosari. And it looks like Custodio is going to go out to right field, and you'll probably see Jesus Castillo then slide over the center. Look at that, it's Braylon Bishop out in center field. Hands on his hips right now, or on his kneecaps. So the stoppage here after the leadoff triple by John Peck. Antoine Kelly, he will get to throw a few pitches here. Bishop going right back to the clubhouse with Alexa DeHaesler. So while we have the time, let's get you the positioning today defensively for the Bradenton Marauders. Start on the outfield left to right as Marlon Valdez, he'll be in center field. Jesus Castillo will take over in center for the injured Braylon Bishop, and Yadi Custodio in right. On the infield, Wesley Zapata, his first start of the season in single A at third base. Javier Rivas, Gerald Toledo up the middle with Omar Alfonso out of first base. Doing the catching this morning, into the afternoon will be Justin Mickness. And still waiting for Bishop to depart the field of play. He has to make the long walk. And they're in the deepest alley in the ballpark where the field, the fence juts out. It's his public's field and in front of a light tower. That is the deepest alley in the ballpark. There's also one in right center. And so Bishop walking back to the clubhouse with trainer Alexa Haisler. Antoine Kelly throwing a few pitches here to Mickness. Marauders holding a 3-0 lead, though, currently in the bottom of the first inning. A leadoff triple for John Peck. which is the first triple for Lakeland this season. Marauders had one yesterday from Yannick Custodio, who's now playing right field. Jim Jarvis, second baseman, climbs in the left side. First pitch from right-hander Kelly gets to the backstop off the glove of Mickness. No throw to home. A assuming wild pitch from Kelly. Late's the first run for Lakeland, and it's 3-1. So, base is empty, nobody out. And the 1-0 to Jarvis, swinging a number off the edge of the bat, foul at the third base side. And it's one ball and one strike on Antoine Kelly. From Antoine Kelly, 20-year-old from Aruba. Cut and miss at the 1-1. It's 1-2 to Jarvis. Kelly returned 21 in September. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle, but right out of Rivas, the shortstop. Fields this to the left of the bag and throws across the diamond. Put away Jarvis for the first out in this first inning. So it's officially been ruled a wild pitch. That scores John Peck, a triple and a wild pitch. Nice to have with nobody on for Josue Briseño. Lefty swinger. Slow roller out to Toledo at second. Charges Fields. Briseño jogging down the line, puts him away for the second out. Back-to-back ground outs from Antoine Kelly. Just like that, a nice bounce-back inning here for Antoine Kelly after the triple and the wild pitch. As a fastball at the knees, a called strike to Clayton Campbell, the catcher. It's nothing and one. Rodgers had the lead, but no hits on the board. As the 0-1 to pitch, a slow roller again, this time out to Rivas at shortstop. Takes his time and puts away Campbell at first. A triple wild pitch, but three ground outs after that. One run a hit, nobody left on base. We played one in Lakeland, 3-1 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders.
Hey Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Well, what an eventful first inning for both sides. As the Marauders have a 3-1 advantage on Lakeland on this Education Day at Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium. Jesus Castillo, switch hitting, batting from the left, takes the first pitch, called strike, up in the zone from Christopher Maloney. Ryder came in mid-inning for Pedro Garcia. Tiana Glove, sent from the letters, a close stance from the stretch, 0-1. Fastball outside, it's 1-1. Castillo got the first inning going with a walk. Came around to score. That's how the Marauders got all their runs. Two bases loaded walk and a bases loaded hit batter, the 1-1. Fastball just a bit low at 89. It's 2-1. Pedro Garcia lasting just a third of an inning. Struck out as Marilyn Valdez. That was it. 2-1. And a heater outside. 3-1. So Garcia's final line allows three runs on no hits in a third of an inning. Walks five, strikes out one. 32 total pitches, just eight strikes. 3-1. Up and in for ball four. He walked him. Well, the walkman, Jesus Castillo, with his second today in two plate appearances, has yet to register an official at-bat. That is already the sixth walk now for Flying Tigers pitching. Nearly similar to the other night when the Marauders walked 12 of their own. Gerald Toledo, second baseman. First pitch nearly hits him as he dodges it for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Good size lead for Castillo at first. And a fastball high. It's 2-0. Mel Maloney played his college baseball at Jacksonville in the A-Sun Conference for the Dolphins. He was drafted by the Red Sox in 2019. 2-0. Backdoor breaking ball missed high, though. It's 3-0. 35th rounder by the Red Sox. Opted not to sign to go back to school. Which was off to a good start for Jacksonville in 2020. Hit two saves, a 3.180 ERA in five appearances. 3-1 pitches up and away for ball four. Now all of a sudden the walk bug is contagious after Maloney struck out the two batters he faced in the first inning in relief for Garcia. The strand three runners. He's walked the first two in the second inning. And now another visit for Nick Green, the pitching coach, who's getting his steps in for the day already in the second inning. So runners out of first and second, 3-1 Marauders on top, in which they don't have a hit yet. Seven walks by Flying Tigers pitching. I don't know if it's the early start time or what. But here's Omar Alfonso, first baseman, climbs in the left side with a chance to put up another crooked number. Long stare to second, and Maloney's first pitch catches the outside corner with a fastball for strike one. Not Maloney, again, then was signed in 2020 after he was pitching in a summer league, the Florida Collegiate Summer League, one of the few leagues that still played through the pandemic. The 0-1. Fastball in the dirt. Squirts away for a second from Campbell, but not far enough for Castillo to advance to third. Went right on the edge of the batting circle. Coastal Plain League was another. But no Cape Cod Baseball League. Any league in the New England Northeast area was canceled. Some players went to different means to get action in. It was the 1-1. As Alfonso thought it was in tight, but it's a called strike as he raises his arms up in the air. It's 1-2 on Rodder's first baseman. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. And then Rodder's ahead. Pair of runs. Ryander set 1-2. Swing and a foul back. Third base side out of play. You know, for me, living in New England during the pandemic, there was local leagues that were assembled by players, and that's one of the things for the Ivy Leaguers who didn't have a season either in 2021 even. 1-2. Inside for ball two. I have no Ivy League players the last couple of years said what they did during the pandemic, and they would get other Ivy League players on their own to go out and play. 2-2. And Alfonso swings and hits it well in the air. Left center field. De La Cruz gives way to Callahan. The center fielder makes catch on the edge of the track in front of the wall. And Castillo tags up from second base to third. Solis a productive out. It's allowed first out, but now runners at first and third with one gone in the second. Runners ahead 3-1. Alluded to it before, but there is a jet stream in the ballpark gusting out to the scoreboard in left center. Stronger than it was the last two nights. The wind's north of 20 miles an hour here at Joker Marchant Stadium. First pitch to Valdez. He cuts and misses at a fastball for strike one. Castillo with some speed at third. Fly ball would score him. They all want him. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of Campbell. It's nothing and two. But that's why if you're a right-handed batter and you pull one in the air, it's going to go out a little bit further than it should, and that's what we saw in the first inning on that triple that Bishop couldn't handle by John Peck. It just kept going and going. 0-2. Swing and a ball lifted in the air out to right field. Johnson trekking back, makes the catch off his left shoulder on the edge of the track. What a sacrifice lineout, if you want to call it, as Castillo scores from third. The Marauders pad their lead. It's now 4-1 in the second. So sack fly for Esmerlin Valdez. That's his first RBI of the year, playing in game number six. Laker News, a 4-1 lead for the Marauders. Here's Shaleen Polanco. Swings the first pitch and can't connect on a fastball upstairs from Christopher Maloney. And it's nothing in one. Gerald Toledo still leading off of first. 0-1. And Polanco rips and misses at another fastball up the zone from Maloney. It's nothing in two. Well, there have been some long half innings for Antoine Kelly to sit in the third base dugout. And some more clouds, a little bit darker, loom overhead. And the lights are on, the 0-2. Breaking ball down and in. Almost hit the back foot of Polanco, but he avoided it. There is a chance of showers in the area right around lunchtime. It's been pushed back a little bit more. It's at 1 o'clock. As a 1-2, Polanco turns the one, ropes it down the right field line, but it's foul. Jazz hooked. It's 340 down the right and left field line with a mini Crawford box type setting out in right field. It would have cleared it, but just turned on it a bit too early. 1-2 again. That's outside 2-2. With the rain in the area, it's supposed to be at 1 o'clock. It now been pushed back to 2 and 3 o'clock. Hopefully we'll get that game in and the rain will avoid us. Two outs, one run home, the 2-2. Swinging a bouncer to the right side. Jarvis in the hole at second. Puts away Polanco at first. The final out of the inning. But the Marauders get a run. Still no hits in the contest and leave a man stranded at first base. 4-1 Marauders ahead after 1.5 in Lakeland on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Leecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
First pitch to Antoine Kelly. Misses down and outside for ball one to Brett Callahan, the center fielder. 4-1, Marauders ahead in the bottom of the second. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty off-speed there. Looked like the changeup, and it's 1-1. Some good tumble action at 85 miles an hour. Kelly from the lineup, wheels home. Swinging a flare down the left side out of play for strike two. It is Education Day here in Lakeland at Joker Marchant Stadium. About 1,500, 2,000 kids on hand. 1-2, ground ball just past the glove of Polanco off the heel of Toledo's glove. It skips into center field. Well, Toledo was ranging to his right up the middle for the backhand at Tampton. It took a funky hop and hit off the backhand. We'll see how that one's ruled. And it will be a base hit. Goes up as a hit on the scoreboard in left center. So runner at first, nobody out. Christian Santana swings at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Well, it is the second straight inning. The Flying Tigers have a hit to begin the inning. John Peck tripled in the first and scored on a wild pitch. That's how the Flying Tigers got their first run. 0-1. Fastball up and in. 97 on the radar gun. It's 1-1. And Antoine Kelly bounced back with three straight groundouts in the first inning to retire the side. It is 1-1. Fastball down and in. It's 2-1 on Santana. Santana appearing in his sixth game. Three RBIs with a double. All three RBIs coming in this series. 2-1. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the diamond. Rivas on the edge of the grass makes the catch. And one out in the second for Jose De La Cruz. I have to say, I've been around plenty of Education Day games now. Fourth year in baseball. The mascots up and down have had the kids clapping, yelling, screaming the entire game so far. First pitch is a fastball outside off the plate for ball one. And they got the one Flying Tiger mascot right now. I think his name is Southpaw. And he's dancing, he's grittying right now on the first base dugout. And now some of the Flying Tigers in the dugout are looking up. 0-1, down and away. It's 2-0. And then there's the other Flying Tiger mascot who's got the pilot gear on. He's moving up and down the stands on the third base side. The 2-0. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field. Valdez will watch this one sail, catches the jet stream. It's a two-run bomb for Jose De La Cruz. And Lakeland has continued to trim into this deficit. They've cut it to one. It's 4-3 in the second. That was just a hanging cutter. And De La Cruz disposed of over the left field fence. So three hits in the game between both sides. All three for Lakeland. And right now, Marauders still holding a 4-3 lead. First pitch, Dom Johnson. His belt high, fastball 94 for strike one. Oh, one. Fastball up. 1-1. And the 1-1. Swing and a bouncer. Third base side, fair ball. Rolls down the left field line. Johnson around first, Stinks for second. He's in sliding. As that ball just hugged inside of the third base bag. So three hits in the inning. A home run and now a double. The two extra base hits against Antoine Kelly. He was pitching in Bradenton for his second year. Made two appearances last year at the end of the season. And Samuel Heal, the third baseman. Right-handed batter. Takes a called strike just below the letters. On a cutter, it's 0-1. Runner at second base is Dom Johnson. 4-3 Marauders clinging onto this lead. Still in the second. 0-1. Swinging a foul back. It's 0-2. Well, you would know that these are the two bottom offenses in the Florida State League. Granted, the Marauders don't have a hit but have four runs. Both teams came in last and second to last in average. 0-2. Cut on a miss for strike three. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 95. And puts away Heal for the second out of the second. His first strikeout. A runner at second base. Two outs, John Peck, the shortstop. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. Fastball popped up, right side of the diamond. Toledo in, now shifts to his second, but it's Rivas who makes the catch. Boy, the wind took a hold of that one, and Rivas saves the day. Goes falling down right behind second base. And Peck is put down for the third out of the inning, but not before. Two runs coming to score on three hits, and one man left in scoring position. After two, 4-3 Marauders on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Javier Rivas swings to the first pitch and can't connect on a fastball at 89 miles an hour from Christopher Maloney. It's 0-1 to start this top of the third. Marauders 4, Lakeland Flying Tigers 3. 0-1, and Rivas fouls it off down the right side for a strike two. Maloney's 0-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Fastball up in the zone at 91 miles an hour. That's the third strikeout for Chris Maloney. And one quick out in the third inning. Maloney came in the first inning in relief for Pedro Garcia, who walked five, allowed three runs on no hits. One strikeout on a third of an inning. Garcia threw just eight strikes and 32 total pitches. Justin Bickness, left-handed hitting catcher, takes a breaking ball for a called strike. And so Maloney's come in now and thrown the last two innings. Maloney gave up a run last inning on a sack fly to Esmerlin Valdez. Oh, one is swatted out to left field. De La Cruz back and makes the catch. Cap high, backpedaling on the warning track. Again, anything, even that was a line drive, and that almost got out of here. Hit out towards the Little Caesars sign in left field. With how the wind is blowing out to left field today, there's going to be a lot of fly ball outs on normal nights that are going to carry out for home runs today. Two outs, sacks empty, 4-3 Bradenton. Wesley Zapata shows his bunt, and he offered at it. Didn't pull it back in time as he tried to avoid getting hit by the breaking ball. And so now Jim Horner having a few words with Michael Cross from the top step. He thought maybe Zapata got it back in time. And it's Maloney's 0-1. Cut on and missed. And a fastball up in the zone. It's nothing and two. Almost hitting high noon here on this early education day start. Lunchtime for many of the kids in attendance. About 2,000 on hand. Getting now high fives from Southpaw, the mascot. Down the right field line. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Chris Maloney comes out. And a very quick 1-2-3 third inning. Strikes out two. Bomb the half inning we had. 4-3. Marauders on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Jim Jarvis digs in the left side against the righter Antoine Kelly as he takes a fastball down and in for ball one to begin this bottom of the third inning. 4-3 Marauders, 1-0. Swing a line drive out to right field. Custodio coming in with a dive late and makes the catch, tumbling over. That ball is sinking fast, and Custodio had to take an extra half second. Even though the wind is blowing out straight to left field, still a tricky crosswind there in right field. The outs are recorded nonetheless. One gone, nobody on for Josue Briseño. First baseman watches a changeup run away for ball one. Well, Antoine Kelly, pitch count right now sitting at 32 pitches. He's thrown 23 strikes. Fastball away. It's 2-0. Against the ever-dangerous Briseño. He's one of the top 30 prospects on this roster. 2-0. High pop-up. Center of the diamond. Rivas backpedals and makes the catch behind the second base bag. Two outs in the third. So both pitchers, all of a sudden, and after a very long first two innings, open for a very quick 1-2-3 third. First pitch is a fastball outside for ball one to Clayton Campbell, the catcher. That is just the sixth pitch of this half inning, the 1-0. Swing and a line drive out to left field. Valdez over towards the line. It sneaks up over the wall. A home run. On to the grass berm. And Campbell has a second home run today for the Flying Tigers. And they tie the game at four. Again, that's just one of the top things about today is that anything remotely in the air to left field has a chance to get out. And that one, more so than the other one. Otherwise, really no doubter. As Brett Callahan watches a fastball run down and in for ball one. So two outs, nobody on, one run home. Lakeland's now a run each of the first three innings. From the windup, 1-0. Bounces in, 2-0. The first home run hit by Jose De La Cruz, that was a hanging cutter. And oh boy, that was hit up in the light tower power territory. That one more just a line drive. 2-0, a big rip and a miss. Got a cutter for strike one. Fun for the Education Day kids out here. Got to see two home runs now. 2-1. Breaking ball high. It's 3-1. Although I think they're more intrigued and interested in Southpaw, the mascot, and whatever name the other mascot, Tiger, roaming around the concourse. 3-1's outside for ball four. And here comes Matt Ford, the pitching coach for Bradenton. You know, for those just joining us, well, how do we get here? Only 11 a.m. start. Rodgers and Flying Tigers played a 2-1 game last night. Bradenton still looking for their first hit. Five for Lakeland, in which four have gone for extra base hits. Brett Callahan, who just walked, has the lone single. But it was a triple in the first by John Peck, who then scored on a wild pitch for Lakeland. And a two-run home run from Jose De La Cruz in the second and solo blast here in the third. Rodgers got all four runs in the first two innings. A bases loaded walk, a hit batter, and another bases loaded walk in consecutive order, and then a sack fly in the second. The four runs for Bradenton. Christian Santana has a toss over to first. They got him picked off. Caught him leaning. And that is the fifth pickoff of the season for the Marauders pitching staff. It's Callahan this time, so Santana will lead off the fourth inning. One run on a hit, nobody left on base, though. New ball game, four apiece in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Yanni Custodio, his first plate appearance today. Right-handed batter, swings the first pitch and pops it up. First base side, Briseño started foul. Now's fair, and now it's a second baseman, Jarvis, who makes the catch just past him as Briseño looks up at the sky, and yeah, that's the wind. Says thank you to Jarvis. One pitch, one out, thrown by Thomas Bruss, new pitcher to the ballgame. Placing Chris Maloney, who went 2 2/3 on the hill, allowed one run on no hits, walked two, and struck out four. First pitch is Castillo, shows bunt, and it fouls it back to the screen for strike one. So Bruss, the 24-year-old out of Rochester, Minnesota, played his college ball in South Dakota for Augustana University, the 0-1. Fastball just high, it's 1-1. Did not pitch in the Tigers organization last year. It's his second appearance of the season. Was signed out of Indy Ball. 1-1. And that nearly hits Castillo as he avoids getting plunked, turning his front left shoulder. I know Thomas Bruss was playing in the Frontier League last year, played for the Ottawa Titans and the New Jersey Jackals. Little Falls, New Jersey, as Castillo fouls it back to the screen again. Well, the New Jersey Jackals were in the news last year. Speaking of Thomas Bruss and his old team. There's a 1-2, ripped out and missed for strike three. So Bruss picks up a strikeout on the first batter of his outing. 1-2 gone in the fourth for Gerald Toledo. The newly renovated Hinchcliffe Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey, is where the Jackals called home at the end of last year. 4-4 tie game. Nobody on and two outs as first pitch to Toledo is swung on. A lift in the air to left center. Ball carrying. Callahan jogging back. Makes a little bit of a leap, but no, he couldn't corral it. It dropped out of his glove, and so Toledo scoots it to second base. A little bit of luck there as the wind carried in the last second. Ricocheted in and out of the glove of Callahan. And now field umpire Pedro Powell almost lost his hat, too. It's blowing north of 25 miles an hour now. The flag's absolutely whipping, and the flagpole shaking out to left center. Omar Alfonso, first baseman, steps into left side, swings and chops at the first pitch, past the diving heel at third into left field. Here comes Toledo around third. He's scoring, standing up, and Omar Alfonso with an RBI single. The Marauders had a lead once again at 5-4. Boy, talk about second chances. Bruss thinking he's out of this inning, and all of a sudden, they call it an E8 for Toledo, so that's an unearned run. That scores as Marilyn Valdez, right-handed batter, swings in the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. So 5-4 Bradenton, top four. With two outs and Alfonso at first. Nothing and one on as Marilyn Valdez. The 0-1. Swing and a fly ball center field. Callahan has this one sized up. Makes the catch with two hands this time. Brings a close to this fourth inning. But a run on one hit, one error, and one man left on base. Marauders finally have a hit here this afternoon and a lead once again. 5-4. After 3.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA.
First pitch to Christian Santana, runs high in from Antoine Kelly to kickstart this bottom of the fourth inning. Now the 1-0 is swung on and fouled back behind Tome for strike one. As it falls back into the upper bowl of seating where all the young kids are, the 1-1. Swing and a check. Swing and the go around, says Pedro Powell, the first base umpire. It's 1-2. Five, four Marauders. After they take the lead on an E8 and an RBI single then for Omar Alfonso. 1-2. Down and in with a changeup, 2-2. It's 2-2. It's lined out towards left field, towards Valdez, but it's foul. Have stayed in the ballpark. Always have to have a bit of a gasp whenever a ball is hit down the left field line. You're at this win today. 2-2. Swing and a ball flown in the air off the edge of the bat. Shallow left center. Valdez comes charging in, undercuts Castillo. And it's Valdez who makes the catch. Almost two men colliding out there in left center. First out is recorded. Nobody on for Jose De La Cruz, which is a good sign. Hit a two-run home run and is only at bat today back in the second. First pitch, fastball up and in for ball one. The 1-0. Breaking ball up and in again. It's 2-0. From Antoine Kelly, who just threw his 50th pitch of his outing, a 2-0. Fastball just a hair below the knees, looked good. Flying Tigers have scored a run in each of the first three innings against Antoine, 3-0. Fastball this time clips the inside corner, a called strike. Is some limbering up in the Marauders bullpen out in right center. 3-1. Fastball cut on and missed at a 92, and the count's full. Now a timeout taken by Jose De La Cruz. Steps back into the right side. Kelly Nons gets a sign. 3-2. Upstairs for ball four. He walked him. That is just the second walk today issued by Antoine Kelly. Last one, and the only other one came last inning to Brett Callahan, and that was picked off first base. I don't know if there was a way to track this in terms of other teams, but that is the fifth pickoff now for the Marauders. And here we are in game number six. First pitch cut on and fouled, tipped into the mitt of bigness for strike one. I mean, that's an incredible feat to have five pickoffs in the first six games. They've come from four different pitchers. Michael Kennedy had two in his start last Saturday. The 0-1, runner in motion. Pitch outside. Bigness throw from his knees is late. And so De La Cruz steals second base as Dom Johnson evens the count at 1-1. Well, that sort of was a tough one. I think Mickness was set up on the inside corner or at least center of the plate, and the pitch went outside, even though it was a fastball, as the 1-1. It's in the dirt for ball two. And so Mickness had a reach across his body, so his shoulders and his body was turned. And so it took an extra half second for him to square himself again and fire down to second base. 2-1. Swing and a ground ball left side. Diving stop by Zapata. Pops up, throw to first. Picked out by Alfonso, but he couldn't corral it. In and out of the glove. And so Zapata, almost with a nice diving play, but I don't know if he lets that one go. Rivas is there still for the backhanded attempt. And so that's an infield single for Dom Johnson. Runners at first and third with one out of the fourth inning. Five former Otters leading, trying to win their first game of this six-game series. Samuel Heal, 9-0 hitter, third baseman, righty-righty matchup. And a first pitch popped up, shallow right field. Custodio out. Nobody's there to get it. Toledo, it falls. And now Custodio attempting to throw home. Can't corral it. A long run for Toledo, the second baseman, with double play depth up the middle. And a perfectly placed Texas League single ties the game again at five. Boy, these balls just finding the right position against Antoine Kelly. And now here comes Matt Ford once again, the pitching coach, to have a word. So in this inning, a fly out to left to Santana. De La Cruz walk, a single from Dom Johnson. And now the RBI from Samuel Heal on a little bloop single. And that makes it now all four innings today that Lakeland has scored a run. All right now, Marauders, five runs on one hit, no errors. Lakeland, five runs on seven hits, one error. Lakeland's left just one man on the base pass. Marauders have left five. Braden scored three runs in the first, one in the second, and then Omar Alfonso run scoring single in the fourth. It has been a slog fest today to get through this one. John Peck, top of the order, swings to the first pitch and a chopper foul. Wide of the third base bag for strike one. A lot of walks issued by Lakeland, seven of them so far. You have six strikeouts. Otters and Antoine Kelly have walked just two. And now a pickoff to second base, and they nearly got him. Dom Johnson, though, gets back in safely with a dive. Looking for his second pickoff. Successful 1-2 this afternoon. Peaked to second, 0-1. So going to foul back out of play for strike two to Peck, who's one for two so far. Tripled and scored in the first. He tripled out to left center, in which Braylon Bishop might have injured himself at the top of the first inning in his plate appearance. Then came out of the game after that. The 0-2, up and in. Almost hits the elbow guard of Peck for ball one. And then Peck scored on a wild pitch a few pitches later. Comes set from the belt, 1-2. Swinging a foul back on a pitch on the hands. A lot of kids vying for that baseball. One, two. Swinging a foul back again. Third straight foul ball off the bat of John Peck. Peck, 21 years of age, out of Moore Park, California. Played his college ball at Pepperdine. Seventh round draft pick last year by Detroit. 1-2. Swinging a little blooper, shallow right. Castudio racing in, can't get there. Plays it on a hop, but he gets it quickly. Stop sign held up at third for Dom Johnson, so bases are now full of Flying Tigers with still just one out. That is the second little blooper into right field that has resulted in a base hit in this half inning. And that is going to do it as Jim Horner comes out from the third base dugout. Second mound visit of the half inning. And so Antoine Kelly will depart his outing today. And a 5-5 tie game. Bottom four, one run in. Bases full, and again, just one out. New pitcher coming to the ballgame. We'll get you all the information on him when we come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the LaPensee Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Five-five tie game, bottom four, one run home, but bases are full of Flying Tigers. Yoldin De La Paz hoping to stop this scoring threat once more. As Jim Jarvis climbs into the left side for the Flying Tigers, southpaw Yoldin De La Paz. Tan glove up near his ear, strides home. His first pitch is spot on the outside corner for a called strike, nothing and one. So temporary line on Antoine Kelly right now. 3 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 8 hits, 2 walks and a strikeout. With 2 long balls allowed. The 0-1, breaking ball, served down the right field line but foul. And it's pulled into the netting. Down the right field line, it's nothing and two. Well, the southpaw De La Paz stands on the mound, 5'11", 201 pounds, 21-year-old from the DR. The 0-2, breaking ball, cut on a miss for strike three. Big time strikeout for De La Paz. That was a nasty slider downstairs. Now De La Paz already making his third appearance of the season. One hold in the 2 1/3 innings, 3 strikeouts. He's off to a really good start this season. Josue Briceño, lefty batter, takes a curveball down and in for ball one. If Appears to be a fastball slider curveball mix that De La Paz will use at his disposal. And the 1-0. All rolled over on the ground, through the right side and the right field of the base hit. One run scores in Johnson. Heel right behind him. Throw is late from Castudio and a bit high. And it's a two RBI base hit off the bat of Josue Briseño. And the Flying Tigers have their first lead at 7-5. A big inning here for the Flying Tigers as Peck ends up at third. That's the fourth hit of this inning. All four have been singles, in which two have just fouled the nooks and crannies of his infield. That one a little bit more well struck, but found the hole on the right side. Clayton Campbell, the catcher, launches a fastball high and in for ball one. Again, two outs in this half inning. Those two runs will be charged to Antoine Kelly, who is still responsible for Peck at third. The 1-0. And a curveball called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Some nasty movement from De La Paz on his stuff. Second year in Bradenton. And the 1-1. Curveball high. It's 2-1. Two-one from De La Paz, swinging a ball, served up in the air to right field. Custodio started back, now in, and medium depth right center field makes the catch, and that finally brings an end to this fourth inning. But not before three runs come in to score on four hits, no errors, and two men left on base. 7-5 Flying Tigers lead on the Rodgers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits.
Shalene Polanco takes a fastball at 95 miles an hour on the outside corner for a called strike. It's nothing and one. 5-6 and 7 due up in this top of the fifth inning. 7-5 Flying Tigers. As the 0-1, Polanco chases a pitch out of the zone in the dirt for strike two. Three-run fourth inning for Lakeland has given them their first lead tonight, out-hitting Bradenton 9-1. Run set just above the belt, the 0-2. Swinging a ball roped down the right field line, but tugged way foul. Polanco out in front of a fastball at 95 from Thomas Bruss, who's in for his second inning. After allowing an unearned run in his first, 0-2. And Polanco rips at a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Couldn't connect on it. So second strikeout for the big tall right-hander, Thomas Bruss. Leadoff man set aside. Here's Javier Rivas. Close the book on Antoine Kelly. Gives up seven earned runs Seven runs total and eight hits and three and a third, two walks and a strikeout. Rivas swings to the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Kelly throws 65 pitches, 40 of them go for strikes. Brissett, strike zone, the 0-1, as Rivas pops it up behind Tome. Into the seats, it's nothing and two. Russ is the third pitcher used today. Game started by Pedro Garcia, walked 5 1/3 of an inning. Through just 8 strikes, 32 total pitches. Chris Maloney won the next 2 2/3. It's been Russ ever since. And the 0-2, cut on and miss for strike three. Nasty cutter. And Rivas down, back-to-back Ks for Russ. Who again signed out of the Indy Ball ranks last year. First pitch, Justin Mickness is outside for ball one. The Augustana University has never had a baseball player play in the major leagues. A 1-0. Fastball high. It's 2-0 on to Mickness. Well, Augustana does have a hockey team that's Division I. And a 2-0. Mickness takes on the outside corner. It's 2-1. They're Division II in the NSIC Conference. But again, they are Division I in hockey. 2-1. Broken bat. Little blooper in a shallow center. Drops in for a base hit. Right in front of Brett Callahan. And so Mickness has the Marauders' second hit of the afternoon. He's aboard for Wesley Zapata. Well, the men's baseball team there. And Augustana won the Division II National Championship back in 2018. Called strike on Zapata, thigh high, it's 0-1. But again, Augustana University, a recently launched D1 men's team for hockey in the fall of 2023. So this was their inaugural season, the 0-1. Fastball above the letters high, it's 1-1. And now home plate umpire Michael Cross is pointing on the left field line. I think there's a ball or an object that has come out from the grass area down the left field line, a baseball or something. The mascot, though, of the school is the Vikings. One one. Fastball at the knees, called strike to Zapata. It's 1-2. It's located in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. One, two. Fastball called third strike at the knees. Zapata down on strikes for the third time today. Thomas Bruss, four Ks of his own. He strikes out the side with a single sandwiched in between. We're halfway home. 7-5. Flying Tigers leading on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Leecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
Seven-5, Lakeland leading over the Bradenton Marauders in the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitch in the ball game is minor league rehabber Ben Heller. First pitch from the right-hander is a fastball high for ball one at 95 miles an hour. Heller facing Brett Callahan, Christian Santana, and Jose De La Cruz. 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner with a cutter. It's 1-1. Well, Heller recently activated, sent on a rehab assignment this morning for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Announced the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Threw him a changeup. It's 1-2 to Callahan. Heller was signed by the Pirates this past offseason to a minor league contract. A 1-2. Swing and a slow tapper right in front of home. Heller. Fields underhand flips to first, and Callahan sat down 1-3 for the first down in the fifth inning. He was a non-roster invitee as well, and then ultimately placed on the 7-day IL on March 29th. But originally drafted, now 32 years of age, in the 22nd round by the Cleveland Guardians. Out of all of it, Nazarene College in Illinois. First pitch is ripped out and missed by Christian Santana for strike one. Heller has some time spent in the major leagues. 0-1. Fastball on the outside. Black, a called strike. It's nothing and two. He's got 5 years of service time. Pitched for the Yankees in 16, 17, 19, and 20, and then the Braves last year. Breaking ball down and in of the shoe tops of Santana. It's 1-2. 10 appearances in 16, 9, and 17 with the Yankees. Really good numbers in 2017 when he was out there. 0.82 ERA, 1-2. Pitch is flown in the air down the left field line. Valdez chasing after it, but it's out of play into the seats. And they'll try again. 6 appearances then in 19 and 20 in the COVID year. Heller, 1-2-3 ERA in 2019 and an even 3 earned run average in 2020. And the Braves last year, 18 and 2-thirds, 16 strikeouts, 11 walks, and a 3.86 earned run average. So not bad. Career 0.8 WAR for the former 22nd round pick. 2-strike pitch is high. Count evens 2-2. A Wisconsin native, though, that born in Milwaukee, grew up in Whitewater. Whitewater High School products. 2-2. Pitch rolled on the ground, foul. Just to the left of the white line. And we'll try again. Now late time call, him a pitch clock violation on Santana, so that's an auto strikeout. And so Heller racks up his first strikeout on an auto K. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth inning, 7-5, Lakeland leading. For Jose De La Cruz, the left fielder. Home run and his first at bat. Walk stole second and scored last inning. First pitch of the right-hander is a slider high for ball one. Right-hander set from the stretch, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Sweeping a slider, and it's 1-1. Well, Heller was a player that was up for maybe a spot in the Major League club. And 1-1 pitch, cut on a miss for strike two. There are a number of players going for a bullpen spot at the big league level, in which then Heller was reassigned to minor league camp during spring training. That ended that. Sent down with Michael Plassmeyer, who's a starter now for Indianapolis. So 1-2, it's high. It's 2-2 now. But really, the injury stopped him from being so they had to assign him the minor leagues then. He had to stop competing for that spot. Two-two. Ripped and a miss for strike three, and Heller strikes out two in a 1-2-3 fifth inning for the big leaguer. A 1-2-3 fifth inning for Ben Heller. Marauders still trailing, though, 7-5 on the scoreboard after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yosmer Sanchez, new pitcher to the contest for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. His first pitch is swung on and chopped foul at the third base side by Yadi Castudio. It's nothing and one. To jumpstart this top of the sixth inning, Lakeland 7, Bradenton 5. Third game of the six-game series between the two and their first meeting this year. 0-1, and Castudio nubs it foul up the first base side. It's nothing and two. So Sanchez takes over for Bruss, who goes two innings, allows one run, which was unearned on two hits. No walks, four strikeouts, 25 total pitches, 20 strikes. And the 0-2, swing and a foul right into the dugout, third base side, and they'll try it again. It is the third appearance already for the season for Sanchez. And Lakeland, the 0-2. Fastball off the glove of Sanchez. Ricochets right to Jarvis, though, at second. Castudio hustling down the line. They still get him nearly by half a step. Call it a 1-4-3 putout. And the Marauders right fielder retired for the first down in this half inning. So Sanchez comes in with a 13.50 ERA. He's given up two runs on a hit, an inning, and a third, and two strikeouts. Jesus Castillo, switch hitting center fielder, takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Now fourth time through the order on Education Day. Some of the students have departed, go back to school before they get let out. 1-0 breaking ball at the knees, a called strike. So the chants aren't as loud as what they were before. But still some kids hanging around. The 1-1 ripped out and missed on a changeup, and it's 1-2. Castillo today 0-1, a pair of walks and a pair of runs scored. Came in the first and the second inning. Marauders scored three in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth. Two-strike pitch is high. 2-2. Braden scored three runs off Pedro Garcia. Started for Lakeland, who walked five in the inning. Marauders didn't have a hit until the fourth. They had four runs on the board. 2-2. Breaking ball, called third strike, and I think Castillo knew it. Floated right into the top of the zone, just below the letters. Sanchez has his first strikeout. Two quick outs in the top of the sixth. Nobody on for Gerald Toledo. Steps to the left side, swings to the first pitch, and skips one off the turf. Right to Jarvis, who flips to first. And a 1-2-3 inning for Yasber Sanchez. 7-5 Flying Tigers after 5.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
It's the organizational debut for Connor Oliver. He's throwing his last warm-up toss right now. And they won't throw it down. So Oliver will get to work as Jim Horner was out having a chat with Michael Cross. Not sure about what. But Oliver is ready to do battle against 8-9-1 due up in the Flying Tigers' order. Lakeland has the lead at 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. Don Johnson, open stance on the right side. Left-hander Oliver's first pitch is a fastball in the inside corner for a called strike at 91 miles an hour. Johnson 2-for-2 today, double singled and scored in the fourth inning, the 0-1. So in a foul back behind home, it's nothing and two. Oliver comes in for Ben Heller. Minor league rehabber struck out two in a crisp scoreless inning. 8 strikes on 10 total pitches. Oliver's 0-2. Bounces in before home with an off-speed. It's 1-2. Oliver was recently acquired by the Pittsburgh Pirates. earlier this week in a trade with the Kansas City Royals. Announced on Sunday, he was acquired for right-handed pitcher Colin Selby. 1-2, skips in. We have the breaking ball, it's 2-2. He was assigned a single-A Columbia on the Fireflies, but did not get to pitch for them because he was traded on Sunday. As he found out the news and came up this way. 2-2, hit in the air to left field. Valdez feeling for the wall. He's at the wall. Leaps and can't make the catch. It's gone, a home run. Wind still blasting out to left field, and that's the third home run today for Lakeland. A solo shot for Dom Johnson, who is now just a triple shot of the cycle. And Valdez almost came away with the baseball. It's 8-5, Lakeland. Base is empty for Samuel Heal. Lefty Oliver, first pitch home. There's a call strike on the inside corner with a changeup, nothing and one. But Columbia was playing in North Augusta, South Carolina. Pitch cut on and missed for strike two by Heal. It's 0-2. And so Oliver had to make the drive down from or back to Columbia North, get his stuff, then come down to Florida. North Augusta, it's right along the South Carolina, Georgia border. 0-2 is high, it's 1-2. It's the Atlanta Braves single-A affiliate. Obviously, Augusta, Georgia's right across the river, and Augusta National, busy day today. That 2-2 curveball is called strike, and thought that was strike three, but that should be three, yeah. Now they get it. I had it in my scorebook right, and Oliver looked at the scoreboard, and then Jim Horner threw his hands up and said, isn't that three strikes? It is. So that is the first strikeout for Connor Oliver in his organizational debut for the Bradenton Marauders and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So one out, nobody on. John Peck, the batter. 8-5 Lakeland in the sixth. And first pitch is low for ball one. Boy, that's probably one he'll remember now. One oh pitch bounces in, 2-0. A lot of fans heading for the tunnel. Pitch is grounded out towards shortstop right out of Rivas. He goes down and he pops up, throws to first, and they just get him in the nick of time. 6-3 put out. Fans sitting underneath the covering as well as it starts to sprinkle here. A little spritz. A couple fans with the umbrellas pulled out. Here's Jim Jarvis. First pitch fastball, Oliver does, is on the outside corner for strike one. Two outs, nobody on, one run in, the 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing, nasty stuff. He went around, says Michael Cross, home plate umpire, it's 0-2. And the 0-2 from Oliver is high, it's 1-2. Oliver was selected in last year's draft by the Royals in the 17th round. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Michael Cross as he takes a spill and a tumble down. A little bit shaken up. As it continues to rain and starts to pick up a little bit more now. Cross puts back the protective gear, ready to go again. And the 1-2. Swinging a foul back behind to him out of play. A lot of the school kids now heading out of Dodge. The 1-2. Breaking ball called, third strike. And Jarvis down on a punch out. Two Ks in the inning for Connor Oliver, but a home run by Dom Johnson. It's now 8-5 Flying Tigers after six innings of play here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
First pitch to Omar Alfonso is sliced foul down the left field line, out of play to kickstart this top of the seventh inning. 8-5 Lakeland advantage. This is raining hard for about a good minute or so, and now all of a sudden it's pretty much stopped as Alfonso hits from the ground through the hole to the left side into left field, a base hit. Alfonso on base for the third time today, his second hit.
Now back to the left fielder is Berlin Valdez.
Boy, just one big dark cloud. That was it that just passed through the ballpark, but it dumps in between innings. First pitch, a called strike two as Merlin Valdez. Nothing in one on the Marauders left fielder's sacrifice fly in the second inning. The 0-1 from Sanchez. That one gets to the backstop, might have slipped. And so wild pitch advances Alfonso to second base. So Yasber Sanchez having to deal with some moisture now in his second inning. Might be something to monitor for both sides. Oliver pitched through it a little bit last inning. Pitch is popped up right side of the infield. Jarvis has it sized up. Backpedals the last second and makes the catch in a shallow right center. And the wind is still howling here at Publix Field. And Valdez retired for the first down on the top of the seventh. Here's Shalene Polanco. Runner at second base, Shalene Polanco, left-handed batter against the righty-tossing Yasber Sanchez. Shows bunt and fouls it off. Waiting Campbell, the catcher, and on the backstop, it's nothing and one. Oh, one to Polanco. Here it is. Runs in tight for a ball with the slider. It's 1-1. Pitch runs high. It's 2-1 on Shalene Polanco. Rodgers switches three hits today to the 10 for Lakeland. They led for most of the first half of this game. Two 2-1, and tight on Polanco, who stumbles out of the way of it, 3-1. And 3-1, swinging up. Fly ball, shallow left center. De La Cruz chases in, now sidesteps to his left, and makes the catch. Awkward play for him as Polanco's retired for the second out, and the rain starts to come down a little bit once again. The two outs, a runner at second base. Marauders trailing three runs at 8-5. As Javier Rivas swings through, a breaking ball for strike one from Yasber Sanchez. One, Rivas takes a fastball called strike. It's 0-2. Rivas 0-2 with a hit-by-pitch in the first inning. Came with the bases loaded. Drove in. Second run. Yasber Sanchez looked to second out of the 0-2. And Rivas chases after an off-speed pitch off the plate. So Yasber Sanchez coughs up a leadoff single and a wild pitch. But nothing else after that. Retires the next three men. It's stretch time here in Lakeland. 8-5. Marauders trailing on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentomarauders.com.
Oliver's 1-2.
Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us.
Now.
These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Connor Oliver out for his second inning of work out of the bullpen. The Southpaw's first pitch bounces in before home plate for ball one to Josue Briseño. Maybe a little bit of moisture on the mound. Oliver was trying to bang out his spikes before he took the mound. After his warm-up tosses, the 1-0. And a fastball comes right back in the zone, though, for a called strike. It's 1-1. Oliver gave up a home run of the very first batter he faced. And retired the next three with two strikeouts. 1-1. It's a good-looking pitch just off the plate, though. 2-1. Oliver works is in a four-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. 2-1. In the dirt, it's 3-1. And the 3-1. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, and it will slice out of play for strike two. This is the only game going on in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. They're in a set for 6:40 first pitch. There are a couple of postponements around Major League Baseball. Just seven games were slated to go on today. Milwaukee and Cincinnati postponed. Twins in Detroit also rained out. 3-2. Swing and a foul back behind home. And right now, Mets and Braves about a get off and rolling, and then a few games at 210, 235 before we get into the night window. 3-2 again. Swinging a sharp ground ball left side. And the left field, a base hit right through the vacated hole. Rivas was shaded up the middle. So man at first for Clayton Campbell. Flying Tigers catcher is one for three with a home run today. First pitch fastball is a call strike, nothing and one. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, it's a big day. Paul Skeens is pitching for AAA in Indianapolis in Toledo. It's the free game of the day for MILB.TV viewers. 0-1 Campbell hits well the opposite field. Custodio back on the warning track. It's over his glove and caroms up against it. Briseño holds up at third as Campbell scoots into second base with a stand-up double. So just like that, a single, now a double in this half inning. Two-man in scoring position. Nobody out in the seventh. Brett Callahan, the center fielder, climbs into the left side. On base twice today. Oliver, set and fires home. First pitch is in the zone for strike one. Well, the rain has departed, but the wind is still with us. The flag is blowing upwards. It's a pretty big flag out in left center. The 0-1. Swinging a ball, struck well in the alley, right center field. Custodio in, and it drops in for a base hit. Finds some open grass. And no one covering second base, and so Callahan takes the extra 90.
The designated hitter, Christian Santana.
It's now 9-5. Lakeland on that RBI. Should be a single with an advance to second. Either way, Christian Santana is at the plate with runners at second and third, nobody out. Breaking ball in the dirt, and swung out into the backstop though. And that will score. Campbell from third, make it 10-5. So Callahan, who is singled, and advances to third, and should be a wild pitch. Just past the 3-hour mark of this one. The 0-1. Ripped out a miss. It's 0-2. Just at the 2-hour mark. 11 a.m. first pitch now. Just past one. Feels like a long day already, though. 0-2 from Oliver. Infield in. Pitch on the ground. Right of the third baseman, Zapata. Looks back the runner. He'll go to first. And he puts away Santana. Two runs in the seventh inning for Lakeland, leading 10-5. They got 10 runs on 13 hits this afternoon with one error. Marauders just 5 runs on 3 hits. And no errors in the field. But Jose De La Cruz hoping to tack on a few more for his club. The runner at third and just one out. Fastball runs in tight on the right-handed batter for ball one. Now the most hits allowed in a game this season for Marauders pitching as breaking balls in the dirt, 2-0. Granted, not a large sample size to begin with anyway. As the rain starts to come down once again here in Lakeland. Two and oh from Oliver. Fastball runs in, 3-0. It started to Poor once again. And with some volume. 3-0. Fastball. Look good, but inside for ball four.
Now batting the right fielder, Dom Johnson.
And now here is Matt Ford with a mound visit. Whole infield will come in on Oliver, who's trying to bank some of the mud off of his spike still. And two runs in this seventh inning. I'll go back to a 6:30 first pitch tomorrow here in Lakeland. 6 o'clock on Saturday, then a high noon first pitch on Sunday. Now Oliver wants a new baseball as he catches the attention of Michael Cross. And I think a word was said saying we might need some quick dry stuff there on the landing spot on the mound. It's a little bit wet. And we'll clump together and not a good time. Here's Dom Johnson. Runs at first and third, one out in the seventh, two runs home. First pitch is swatted in the air, deep to left field. Valdez feeling for the wall, makes an attempt, but it's gone over the fence for a home run. Dom Johnson, a multi-home run afternoon for him. Fourth home run hit today by Lakeland. A five-run seventh, it's now 13-5. So base is empty once again for Samuel Hill. And first pitch moves up and away for ball one. A big day for Lakeland. Marauders run to a buzzsaw of an offense in this Flying Tigers as the 1-0. Here's a breaking ball down and in. It's 2-0. He went 1-for-3, singled in a run and scored in the fourth. He struck out his other two times at the plate, the 2-0. So we're going to pop a foul out of play. Off the first base side for strike one. Marauders' offense still does not have a home run either. That is the one other anomaly, especially on a day like today. You might get a few. 2-1, it runs up and away, 3-1. The answer today, just one of nine teams out of 120, you know, full season affiliates without a home run. 3-1, bounces in for ball four, and Oliver walks him. So lineup card flips back over to the top to John Peck, the shortstop. And here comes Jim Horner. He'll take the baseball from Oliver in his organizational debut. Good first inning. He gave up a home run, but struck out two. And then in this second inning, gets just one out. And now with the walk to heel, Oliver's afternoon is over. 13-5 is the score here in Lakeland. All Flying Tigers in the seventh on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentomarauders.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating.
because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Tyler Kennedy, new arm into the contest for the Marauders. Five runs across in this bottom of the seventh inning. 13-5 Flying Tigers. Advantage over Bradenton in this third game of a six-game set between the Pirates and the Tigers. Single A of affiliates. So Kennedy enters in for Connor Oliver, gives up six runs on five hits, two walks, two strikeouts in his organizational debut. And Kennedy will inherit a man at first base. John Peck, the batter, right-hander against the righty tossing Kennedy. Again, one out of the inning as a first pitch slider. Runs down and outside for ball one. Now Kennedy's 6'4", 220-pound righty thrower. Pitch down and inside. Hits off the glove of Mickness into the backstop. And the rain starting to pound down again, and right after it slowed down a little bit. So 2-0 on Peck. As Kennedy is making his second appearance of the season. 19th round draft pick last year by the Pirates. Oh boy, it is big blobs of rain. You can hear it. 2-0 fastball sails high. That one just slipped out. And now Michael Cross, just dropped the new baseball he's going to give to Alfonso, or Mickness, I should say, the catcher. Kennedy looked to second to 3-0. Fastball, ball four. Well, there's a few spots that are starting to puddle now on the infield. And this may be one where Cross is just threw his hands up like a safe call. I don't know if that means, hey, let's bang this one. And it is an officially completed game. Past the top of the fifth inning. We're here in the seventh. The home team's winning. Lakeland ahead 13-5. And now Michael Cross going over to the groundskeeper, who comes out with probably the GM. The Lakeland Flying Tigers have a chat about what do they want to do here, because there are some puddles on the infield that are starting to form. Especially in a 13-5 contest, they might just call this one in. They might tarp this one. Michael Cross signals.
Fans, please note that we are currently in a rain delay.
So we are in a rain delay is what they're going to do. Here in Lakeland. So we'll keep you updated if we have any news to report here. Again, currently in a rain delay. We'll try to come on every 15 minutes or so and talk about what may happen here. But again, at worst case scenario, they may just either finish this game tomorrow or, again, it technically is a completed game. So 13-5 is the score, five runs in this seventh inning, and now, of course, it stops raining, and they're going to start throwing some tarps on the field. But we'll let you know when we know of anything here in Lakeland. Bottom seven, rain delay. Flying Tigers on top. We return on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 25th for Military Appreciation Night. as we recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear special patriotic jerseys as they take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Current and former military members can receive discounted and free tickets to every home Marauders game. Learn more by visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our first Paws and Claws Night, presented by White Claw, on Friday, May 3rd, as the Marauders take on the St. Lucie Mets. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test,
starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com. It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media.
From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. They just announced on the PA about a few seconds ago that today's game has been suspended for the rest of the way. So it is a completed contest. So the Flying Tigers will win this one by a score of 13-5. Again, playing 7 innings here today due to persistent weather conditions in the area. Obviously, the field's been drenched. And so more rain in the area, so that will do it here for this one today. Look at the postgame show coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back on the Marauders Broadcast Network. This is the postgame show. Thomas and Zarella here to walk you back through this one. But first, let's take a look at again, some of the scores to get you ready for what's going to happen in the Pirates organization in the Florida State League here tonight. Only game going on in the FSL this morning slash afternoon. Three other games underway at 6:30, and then Daytona Palm Beach at 6:35. In the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Paul Skeens gets the ball for AAA Indianapolis. Big league club is Jerry Jones gets the baseball. We'll take the hill against Ranger Suarez for Philadelphia Phillies. 6:41st pitch at the bank. But, of course, Paul Skeens pitching today. Always a fun day when he's on the mound. 6:35 first pitch. AA Altoona taking on Harrisburg at 6 p.m. Bubba Chandler will take the mound for Altoona. Greensboro, Hunter Barco will start for Greensboro, 7 p.m. first pitch in Winston-Salem. That's a look around the org scoreboard and around the FSL. More to come next during the postgame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
If you're looking to find your beach this summer, then come on down to Leecom Park on April 20th to celebrate Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. You can catch a pregame concert by the Joe Downing Band and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Daytona Tortugas. Fans can also purchase a special ticket package, which includes a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Grab your seats today by going to BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. This one has been suspended after seven innings, with the Flying Tigers taking it by a score of 13-5. Well, it started off well for the Marauders. Top of the first inning, they got three runs without a single hit. Pedro Garcia walked five in the inning, gave up three runs, and went just a third of an inning. A bases loaded walk to Shalane Polanco, hit Javier Rivas to drive home another, and then Justin Mickness with a walk as well to plate the third run. And then Chris Bologna came in, struck out the next two, and so the Marauders got three runs, but also left three on the base paths in the top of the first inning. Bottom one, Antoine Kelly making his first start of the season. A leadoff triple to begin the contest, and then ended up scoring. John Peck did on a wild pitch from Kelly a few pitches later, so 3-1 after one. Marauders got another in the second against Maloney, who walked the first two. Two batters later as Marilyn Valdez, a sack fly. 4-1 Marauders at that point. Lakeland scored two in the next half inning against Antoine Kelly. He scored in six of the seven innings today that we played. Didn't complete the seventh, but there he had a couple of runs, five runs in that inning. A run in the first, and then the two in the second, coming home on a Jose De La Cruz two-run home run to make it 4-3. They tied the game in the third, a solo home run from Clayton Campbell. And the top of the fourth inning, Marauders retook the lead at 5-4 on an RBI single from Omar Alfonso. Thomas Bruss, who ended up picking the win today, improved to 1-0. A E8 with two outs in the inning. Gerald Toledo ended up at second base. Then Omar Alfonso singled him home the very next pitch. And so 5-4 Marauders had a lead, but they would relinquish it and would not take it back. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. A pair of RBI singles from Josue Briseño and then Samuel Heal. Part of a three-run fourth inning. He scored five in the seventh and also added one more in the sixth on a home run. And so that was the ball game. After it was suspended, Todd Kenny had just come into the ball game, and well, it just started to pour and pour and pour. Played a little bit of rain here today as well, but just too much in the end. And so the game was suspended due to persistent inclement weather here this afternoon. Final numbers, Marauders 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors, 7 left. Lakeland 13 runs on 14 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. Winning pitcher is Thomas Bruss, improves to 1-0. Antoine Kelly is a loser, falls to 0-2. As Yasber Sanchez picks up his first save of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 18 minutes, seen by 45 here on this 83 degree cloudy and somewhat rainy Thursday afternoon in Lakeland, Florida. Well, the good news is tomorrow the Marauders have a chance to bounce back as they will send Carlson Reed, a 6-man rotation. We're finally back to the top of it in game number 7 tomorrow. Reed was the opening day starter, went 4 scoreless and struck out 6 against Clearwater. He'll go opposite of Hayden Minton for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. First pitch at 6:30. Big game show. We'll get you rolling right here at 6:10 p.m. in Lakeland, Florida. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow on the broadcast. Final score one last time here after 7 due to suspended and persistent inclement weather conditions. 13-5 Flying Tigers victory. Thomas Cinzarella saying so long. We'll see you back here tomorrow at Publix Field. This has been a presentation on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.